What's good, Hacker Public Radio? This is Taj, and I wanted to come at you guys with an episode about what's in my bag. I know a couple other people have done these episodes, and I found them really interesting, so I thought I'd go ahead and contribute one since we're kind of low on episodes. I have several bags, and they're all tailored to different applications, so the bag that I'm going to go through today is my normal bag that I carry pretty much every day with me. So I guess we could start with the bag itself. I'm not really sure what the model is. I'll have to look it up when I do the show notes. The bag that I carry is a messenger-style bag from hazard4.com. It's a black bag, and it actually has Molly attachments on it. And I know that there have been a couple episodes about Molly attachments on Hacker Public Radio. They're fantastic, and if you can find a bag that uses them, you should take advantage of it, because it takes any bag that you have and makes it completely multifunctional. So just on the outside of the bag here, on one side, I've got a drink carrier. It's a Molly attachment that goes on the outside. It's black. It's from a company called 511. They make a lot of tactical gear. And this just straps onto the side of my bag. And inside of it, I constantly have a 32-ounce Nalgene bottle. It's kind of a joke with everybody around me that I never go anywhere without my water bottle. I drink a lot of water, so I constantly have that on me. On the other side, I have another Molly pouch. I'm not sure who makes this one. It's black like the bag as well. And inside of it, I keep my amateur radio. I'm a ham radio operator, and I keep my handy talkie in my bag. I don't hardly ever use it, but I just kind of want to keep it there in case I do decide to use it. And so the radio itself is a Wolfson. It's a KG-UV2D for all the ham radio heads out there, because I know everybody likes to compare their gear. So that's what I'm rocking on a daily basis. So I guess without further ado, let's dig into this thing and see what we got. It is a fairly large bag, and I carry everything all the time. So on the front, it's got a really big just front pouch. It has Molly straps on the front of it, and it has a map case on the inside of that front pouch. And then it has a bunch of little pockets inside. So the first thing I've got in here is I have a Moleskine notebook that I keep just to take notes in. It's kind of a reporter style, and it has grid paper. I love grid paper. Almost everything I do on grid paper. So there's that. I have a couple flash drives that I keep in here. One is a portable apps installation that I use at work, since most of the computers at work are PCs, and I want to use my software, so I bring that. And then the other one is a boot disk of Tails OS. And that's just in case I'm somewhere where I don't trust the computer, or if I'm in a coffee shop or something where I don't trust the internet itself there. I will boot into that just to kind of keep myself safe. It's probably overkill, but I just something to do. Let's see what else we got in here. I also have my little Sansa clip zip that I have that I put Rockbox on. Probably a couple months ago, we talked about it on Linux Lugcast about taking one of these and putting Rockbox on it, and so I went and bought one, and actually I've used it a ton. It's great because I usually listen to music and podcasts and audiobooks on my phone, but that gets kind of cumbersome, and this is so tiny and so cheap. If I destroy it, I'm not going to feel bad about it. So if I'm mowing the grass and I drop it and run over it, it's not going to be a terrible loss, but I keep that in my bag just in case. I have a multi-tool. It's a fairly good size one. It doesn't have a brand name on it. It's not a brand name Leatherman, but it is. It does have pretty much all the tools that I need on a daily basis. Working at a school and being the tech coordinator at my school, I have to fix projectors and computers and run cables and cut things all the time, so that's nice to have whenever I need it. I have a ton of Pilot G2 pens in different colors. That's my favorite writing utensil. I'd like to have the different colors so I can grade, or when I take notes, I like to use different colors just to kind of have my own little system that I use. I have a Tide pen because I'm sloppy and I get things all over myself all the time, and so having that is nice so I don't ruin my clothes on a daily basis. I have a couple external batteries for my phone. I have a Galaxy S4 Android phone, and I have a wall charger and a couple batteries for that, just in case I need to charge it during the day. I go through batteries a lot. I use it to tether to get around things a lot of the time, and so that will run down your battery. Okay, so behind that front pocket and behind that organizer, there is a whole other pocket So we'll go in here, and really the only thing I keep in there, and this is hit or miss, it's not always in there, is I have a Kindle Touch that I carry around. I use it a lot for, not only for reading, but I do a lot of research. And so having that with me, I can go through research pretty quick whenever I have a spare minute. I've always had problems reading, even as a kid. It took me a long time to read things. And I found that if I read it on a screen, I can get through it much, much faster. So I usually, if I have paper documentation, I will scan it in and make an ebook of it and then go through it. I just, for me, that's the process that works. So that's the front pockets. Go ahead and zip that back up. And this thing has way more pockets than I could ever imagine using. Okay, so then we have a big center pocket here. And it has Molly attachments all across the back as well. It has a front pocket that I don't really have anything in. Inside the center pocket, it has a front pocket. And then on the side, it has two pockets that run along the side walls. Inside one of them, I keep my... I hate touchpads, so I keep a wireless mouse in there, and I keep the power brick for my laptop. I usually have a pad of paper in here, just regular notebook paper. Kids at my school always need paper, and so I just like to be able to reach in my bag and grab some and go with it. And then on the other side, I have this pouch, and this pouch is kind of the bag of holding. It has everything in it. I've got spare headphones. I have a little external power brick that's USB that will charge pretty much anything you plug into it, which is nice. It'll fill about half a phone. I have a four-port USB hub that will plug in. I have a wall wart that has USB on it, just in case. Every kind of adapter and cable you could ever imagine needing. Some extra smaller flash drives, some SD cards, an SD card reader, and a USB to mini USB on-the-go adapter for my phone. Just a random assortment of things. Quarter-inch jacks for audio equipment, a USB extension. I mean, pretty much my idea with this little pouch is that I should be able to connect anything I want at any time to anything else. And it has very rarely ever failed me. So usually when I switch out bags, that's one of the first things that goes into the new bag is that little pouch, because it's kind of my lifesaver. And then the back of the bag is a laptop case. It's very heavily padded, and it's got some nice like quilting inside of it to keep everything nice and from getting scratched up. Most days I carry my laptop. I have a Lenovo IdeaPad. It's a Y580. It's a 15-inch laptop, so it's pretty hefty. I really enjoy it. I think it's the best computer I've ever owned. It did take a little bit to get Linux to work on it. I run Manjaro on it pretty much all the time. I do have a Windows partition because I do have to do some things for work, and I wish I could get rid of it, but some of the software will not run in Wine. If I'm going with that, that's all I will take. If I want to go light with this bag, I will leave the laptop and the power brick at home, and I have a Android tablet. I have a Transformer. It's a TF-101. It was the first generation of Transformer tablets, and I will carry that with it. Has a keyboard dock with it, and so it will do a lot of laptop things, and I can use it to get into my desktop computer at home and do work if I need to. It's a little kludgy doing it that way, so a lot of times I will not do that unless I feel like I just really need to have a light bag day. And if I know I'm going somewhere, and a lot of times if that's the case, I'm probably going to grab a different bag than this bag in general. Well, that's about it for what's in this bag. I may go if I switch out something or have another bag that I think is interesting. I may do another episode about that. But for today, that is all. Hacker Public Radio needs you to make new episodes because we are running low, dangerously low. So whatever you're doing, drop it and go make an episode. It doesn't take that long. I did this in probably 10 minutes of my time. So no matter what you think, what you know is interesting, so please share it with the community. Thanks. Peace.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.